And how are we doing this evening, Lordling? Are you ready for another night of fun? Uncharacteristically quiet today, aren't we? That's good. I found there's a certain pattern to these interrogations. With a few exceptions, my captives always behave the same. First, they are noisy, prideful, foolish, really. They all think and act the same way. Surely, if they only resist, they could keep their secrets safe. Help will soon arrive, and this will all be a distant memory. So, much like you did, they will gloat, and curse, and mock. Anything to hold on to the illusion that they have an ounce of control over the inevitable. And then, as hope fades, and resolve weakens, they go quiet. Much like you are now. It's an involuntary response when faced with an overwhelming threat. Your body has already accepted its defeat and is now trying to conserve as much energy as it can. But don't worry, it will be in vain. I'll be taking everything you have left in due time. Finally, just before they are broken, comes pleading, begging, desperation. It's so pathetic I can't help but smile. And I can't wait to see how it looks on you, my little lordling. Oh my! Was that a retort? Perhaps you're still in the gloating phase. I must commend your resolve. I'm impressed. And delighted. It only means we get to have even more fun together. Aren't you excited? Oh, adorable. The young lord thinks he can miraculously escape his bondage. As if the first few days of struggling had worn down the restraints. Please do tire yourself out. A weary body makes a weakened mind. And I do so love watching your body grow weary. The others were so boring. They cried and pleaded and gave in before the first night was over. Even considering they were facing torture by my hand, it was truly pathetic. Honestly, hardly any fun at all. But you alone have held out. Much longer than most captives. You may be the lord of your house, but you're no spoiled nobleman. No, no. Secrets that you bear. You must have been trained from a young age to endure interrogation. Captives like you are my absolute favorite. It's healthy to test my skills every once in a while. Make sure they're still sharp. Yet, I sense that the harsh approach which worked so wonderfully on the other members of your house isn't the quickest way to break you. Oh, in time it would. Don't get me wrong. They always break. But I'm afraid it would be a waste. Z, I've been desperate to test out alternative means of interrogation. But every poor fool seems to succumb before I even get the chance. And here you are, defiant Claire's resilient heart, and a beautiful body just begging for you to give in. So, I am far too curious to see how you'd handle a softer approach. Let's start by preparing your body. No fussing now. It's only water. Is my little lordling afraid of a bath? I'm afraid, tied up as you are, this washcloth will suffice for the pampered tub I'm sure you're used to. It's a shame, really. All these cuts and bruises. They don't suit you. Wouldn't it have been so much better to give in on the first night, like the others? Then again, I ought to be thanking you. It's due to your resilience we get to continue our little game, don't we? Your clothes are in tatters. Why don't we just drop the farce and get rid of what's left? There we are. Much easier to get you cleaned up when every inch of your skin is now exposed. Your skin is so lovely. Cleaning it up is the least I can do in penance for my sins. Somehow soft, despite the scars and scrapes and marks. Your body tells quite the story of hardship, even before I got to it. It was a shame to think I could add anything of consequence to it. I apologize for my arrogance. Oh, but I am. I repent for my hubris. How foolish I was for not realizing that my usual methods were unfit for a tough little thing like you. I mean, just look at the evidence before me now. You're hardly as fussy as I expected you to be, and I'm all but groping your exposed flesh. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're even starting to enjoy my touch. But of course, lordling, I must be mistaken. No matter, that catch in your breath and tension in your muscles tells me you're starting to slip. I do always love watching my captives try to cover up the truth when they have it thrown into their face. Put on whatever brave airs you like. It only makes it more gratifying to see it finally melt away. Now, all cleaned up, shall we begin? Flinching already? I'm only setting the mood. Afraid of a little candle? One would think you two have much in common. Fiery little thing. quick to flare up from a single spark. Yet, inevitably, it begins to give in to the flame. Slowly, but surely, melting. Careful, my little lord. It's rather hot. Did some wax drip on you? After I just got your body clean. Ooh. Does it sting? A sharp burn, and then it fades away. My color suits you. I'm sure your body will look even more lovely, covered in wax. Poetic, don't you think? When you finally melt for me, the wax will have hardened again. Your body is quite the canvas. Let's get the rest of your chest covered, shall we? Oh, is that a flinch? Not to worry, my little lordling. I assure you, there's nothing you can do to stop this. Oops. Drip. The involuntary shudders are almost as beautiful as the whimpers which escape your lips after each drop. Oh, just look at your ragged breathing. I was right about this approach, wasn't I? You're struggling to maintain your composure much harder than the last few days. Is it shameful? Does it feel humiliating to have fallen so far? A once proud nobleman, reduced to a whimpering, heated mess by a mere candle? Drip. We can't forget your navel. Drip. Yes. Struggle for me. Give it everything you have. Focus only on getting through and let the rest go. Look at the way you pant. Tongue hanging shamefully out of your mouth like a drooling mutt. You're trying so hard for me, aren't you, dear? Effort like that deserves relief. My hands must feel cool to the touch now that you felt the heat from the candle. Shh, just relax. Let me soothe away that tension. Relaxed muscles make for a relaxed tongue. So I want to make sure you're comfortable. How are my hands on your chest? Such little resistance. Are you all worn out now? Have you finally gotten to the quiet stage? I can tell my cool palms feel nice against your hot skin. Perhaps more than nice. Just look at those hardening nipples. They deserve some attention too, don't they? Stay relaxed. I'm only toying with them to offer some relief from the wax. They are just begging for attention. Come to think of it, I did leave them out of the fun, didn't I? Not to worry. I had something else in mind. I expected some fight from you at the sight of these clamps, but it appears you may have finally worn yourself out. Let's see if we can spark some excitement back into you, shall we? The first clamp secured nicely. Let's attach its twin. You're being very cooperative for me, aren't you, my little lordling? Perhaps you have a predilection for nipple torture? Is that it? Are you some kind of pervert? Oh, some bite left in you after all. How delightful. I was afraid you'd lost your fight too soon. But no. Just listen to those whimpers when I tug on the chain connecting them. I think this will do nicely to keep you from acting out too much. Don't you? What delicious moans. And they are moans, aren't they? All that protesting, and yet your body knows how badly it enjoys the abuse it's endured. What a treat to have such a masochist captive for a sadist like myself. Oh, aren't you? Because I couldn't help but observe the way your hips rise and twist, as if trying to escape my notice. But what could they be possibly trying to hide? Could it be? Oh, yes. Just look at how hard you are. If your tongue won't betray your secrets to me, your body certainly will. Can you feel how readily you throb at the lightest stroking of my fingers? Is this the relief you've been craving? Save your energy. No sense wasting your breath. Your denials fall flat with each gasp you make. Every catch of your breath, each time my hand strokes you. Imagine if I had approached you this way from the start. How quickly would you have caved, I wonder? No, 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 no. Stay with me, little lordling. You don't get to disassociate. You're staying right here, experiencing everything I give you. Come on, Where's the fun if you're not lucid? There's only one way you're getting out of this. And it's when I decide you're done. No, no, no. It's still too early. You can't start pleading yet. You've been so brave this whole time. So strong. I know you have more fight in you. Oh, I know. I know your entire body is sensitive. The dizzying effect of your exhaustion and overstimulation. But fight through it for me. Show me just how strong you are. I know you're capable of even more. No, you don't mean that. Anything? If that were true, you'd have spilled what I want to know by now. There's a spark of defiance in you still. And I need you to hold on to it. Focus on nothing but keeping it lit until you're completely overwhelmed. What's with all that thrashing? Don't tell me you're ready to talk. No. Not another word. Come now, you can do better than that. Don't break. Not just yet. As much as I need the information you've kept from me, I'd much rather not ruin the lovely evening I have planned for you. Oh, so please, do hold out for as long as you can. No. Don't even try to tell me. Perhaps I need to make it more difficult for you to understand. I told you, the only way you're getting out of this is when I say, don't worry, I'm only squeezing just enough to make it hard to speak. I don't want your words, only your gasps and moans. Understand? Look at me. Understand? Good boy. Oh, there we are. Breathe. Just breathe. Now that we understand each other, the real fun can start. I've always thought of interrogation as rather intimate. You share things with me you'd never dream of saying to anyone else. And I share a side of myself with you very few get to see. The truth is, I love what I do. And captives like you turn me on more than I can describe. So when words won't suffice, let sensation take their place. Do you feel how wet I am? sliding my pussy against your cock. All it would take is a little adjustment, and I'd take you entirely inside of myself. Is that what you need? Are you finally broken for me? Good boy. But not yet. You'll have to wait just a little longer. Just endure and take it. You've been such a good little captive for me these few sweet days. Let me reward you for your resilience, for your patience, and finally, for giving in to me. You're ready for me, aren't you? You just want to tell me what I need to know, so I can give you what you need. Don't you? You want my pussy, don't you? Say it. Louder. You want my pussy to slide down onto your aching cock. Say it. You need my pussy to slide down onto your aching cock. Good boy. Yes, you do. More than anything. Can you just imagine how it will feel to be completely inside me? To feel the wetness of the woman who once delivered such torture, now deliver nothing but pleasure. And finally, imagine the sensation of my pussy making you come. Making you spill everything you have. You want that most of all, don't you? Then be a good boy and tell me. Spill it all. Tell me everything you've been holding back from me. Good boy. Oh, you're everything I ever wanted in a captive. It's such a perfect little toy for me to play with. A proud and defiant nobleman. Reduced to a whimpering puddle of a whore at the prospect of getting fucked by me. And I will fuck you to my satisfaction. So remember who's in charge, and who will be facing consequences if you don't come exactly when I permit you to. Not a moment before, and not a moment after. So enjoy it. Savor it. Give in to it. And beg for me. Beg for my pussy. beg for me to keep fucking you. Beg for me to let you come. You plead so prettily for me, little lord thing. How could I not reward a cry like that? Are you ready for me to let you come? The answer to your please. Be a good boy and take it all. Come for me. Come for me. Good boy. Just breathe. Savor it. Feel how hot my pussy pulses around you. Milking out spurt after spurt of your hot cum. After enduring so much, day after day, your body is more sensitive than you could have ever thought possible. So just breathe. Write it out. You can do it. I know you can. Good boy. Look at the mess I made of my pussy. Oh, I'm positively dripping with your cum. Shh. I'm merely removing the nipple clamps. You did very good for me. I know you're feeling very vulnerable right now. You were very brave. Holding out for so long before betraying those who entrusted their secrets to you. If it's any consolation, you held out much longer than the others did. But I always get what I need. Let out all those whimpers and sniffles until you've exhausted them all. It will help you sleep better. I'll be sending someone for you shortly to get you cleaned up and prepared for travel. Well, of course. A sweet thing like you. It would be a shame to leave you tied up here alone. No, no. You're coming with me. I've been in dire need of a plaything on the road who can keep up with my own stamina. Oh yes, little lord thing. This is only the beginning. You and I will be spending many, many more nights together from here on out. Mm-hmm.